worship you, Jesus. Tell me if anyone feels the same way, 'cause it just feels so right to always walk inside your life. And this one true thing.
Good morning here at KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial, Portland. We want to welcome back to the seat of the gospel and more, JJ. We are so glad to see that he has returned and bringing that beautiful, beautiful music with us. And so at this time, we want to invite you to tune in and listen to an Islamic point of view coming up here next on KBOO.
KBOO is looking for a grant writer to join our team. We are seeking someone with a proven track record in writing successful, complex proposals for diverse sources of grant funding. Previous experience working in the philanthropic landscape of the Portland metro area is preferred, and previous experiences working with community media organizations and with communities of color are A+. This is a one-year contract position for a total of 200 hours at $25 an hour, and the grant writer will work closely with the KBOO Development Director. For more information, go to our website at kboo.fm and click on the KBOO is hiring link on the right side of the home page.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by describing him in the Quran as وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ And surely you are of a very noble rank when it comes to your manners, when it comes to your akhlaq. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reminded in the Quran that had he not had good manners, if he did not have good akhlaq, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ If you were harsh in your characteristics and you had a hard heart when you dealt with people, then the people would have turned away from you. And therefore, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made a role model for us when it comes to good manners. And even he, despite his rank and stature, is reminded that if you did not have good manners, even if you have the wahi coming down, and you have the greatest rank, and you have and you have and you have, but if you do not have good manners, then your whole da'wah will be ineffective. There's no point in calling people to that which you do not have good manners. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ The only reason Allah has sent me is to perfect makarim al-akhlaq, li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq, so that I can perfect the best of all manners. And no doubt, my dear brothers and sisters, the topic of akhlaq and adab is a constant topic of our khutab and our durus. But wallahi, we still find the ummah so lacking in akhlaq. We still find the ummah not knowing how to treat others, Muslims and non-Muslims, elders and youngsters. We find them lacking in this manner. And so we need to keep on reminding ourselves, and we need to keep on reminding others of the importance of akhlaq. And in today's short khutbah, I decided that we will summarize some of the main blessings of akhlaq mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah in 7 characteristics, so that insha'Allah ta'ala, each one of us can be more motivated, can be more eager to perfect our mannerisms. And this is human nature, that when we learn the blessing of something, we become more eager to get it. When we learn the benefits of something, our desire to attain that benefit becomes even more. And so insha'Allah, I will remind myself and all of you of 7 simple blessings that the Quran has mentioned and the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned of good akhlaq, so that the goal of the khutbah, we will be motivated to have good akhlaq throughout the day and night. Our Prophet ﷺ, of these 7 blessings, our Prophet ﷺ, whenever a sahabi came to him and asked for comprehensive advice, almost always that comprehensive advice was about manners. Remember the sahabi that came and said, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice. And the Prophet said, don't get angry. This was not theology. This was not ethics. This was not some deep fiqh. Do not get angry. In Arabic, 2 words, la taghdab. The man felt shortchanged. He said, no, I want some advice. Awsini, give me something real. Yani, I want something big. And the Prophet kept on saying, la taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. And this is all about manners. And once Mu'adh ibn Jabal came, and the Prophet gave him advice, and he said, oh Mu'adh, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. And some of the scholars say this is of the last sermon that he gave to Mu'adh, the very last, when Mu'adh left for Yemen, and he gave him a little bit of a lecture. And this is the last phrase that was in that lecture, that, oh Mu'adh, have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. And whenever you do a bad deed, follow it up with a good deed. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And the last thing he said to him, wherever you are with the people, have the best akhlaq when you meet with them. خَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Make sure when you're with the people and interact with them, then meet with them and interact with them in the best of all manners. Another sahabi came for advice, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, avoid the major sins, اجتنبوا الكبائر, and overlook the faults of other people. Overlook the faults, be forgiving, be gentle. And all of this goes back to akhlaq, because what makes you bad akhlaq with somebody, it's his faults with you. What makes you angry and irritated when he does something to you? And so our Prophet is telling the first sahabi, don't get angry. He's telling Mu'adh, when you meet with people, meet with them in the best manner. This third sahabi, he's saying, you know, when people do things to you, just overlook it. Don't be so petty and harsh with them. And all of this shows us that almost always when somebody came for advice to the Prophet ﷺ, what advice would he give? Something to do with the perfection of manners. And this shows us how important it is. A second blessing of akhlaq. Our Prophet ﷺ said that people cannot be given any blessing better in the eyes of Allah than husn al-khuluq. No one is blessed with a better blessing than husn al-khuluq, which means good manners. Your money, your wealth, everything is secondary. Because how many are the people that have money but they are despised by mankind? How many are those that have other worldly blessings but the people hate them? And yet, wallahi, a person might have nothing of this dunya, but he's nice and gentle and kind, and he is the most beloved in the whole community. Why? Because of good akhlaq. So good manners is the best treasure that you can have, that people can appreciate you for. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one other advice, he said to one of the sahaba, he said, I advise you to have good manners. Alayka bi husn al-khuluq. I encourage you and advise you to have good manners, and also observe long periods of silence. For by the one in whose hands is my soul, the creation is not beautified by anything better than these two things. مَا تَجَمَّلَ الْخَلَاقُ بِمِثْلِهَا. The creation is not beautified in any matter better than these two things. What are these two things? حُسْنَ الْخُلُقُ, and then keeping your mouth silent as long as you can. The less you talk, the more problems you will get. The more you open your mouth, the more you will hurt people, right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, what are those two things that are the most beautiful, the most handsome in any human being? Good akhlaq and tul as-sumt, being quiet for long periods of time. Less not being talkative, not being always open mouth. So the Prophet ﷺ told another sahabi, this is what I advise you, good manners and husn al-khuluq. Why? Because nothing beautifies a person more than good manners and long silence. This is a second blessing of akhlaq. A third blessing of akhlaq, and this blessing is one that I find great encouragement in, and I think most of you will as well, that most of us, we know that we are shortchanging our religion when it comes to the worship of Allah. We know that we are not worshiping Allah the way that we should. We know that we are not fasting and praying and Quran and dhikr as much as we should. And we feel an immense sense of guilt, and we should feel an immense sense of guilt. But there is a way that we can get those blessings. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a righteous Muslim, meaning a Muslim who prays and is the basic Muslim, and a Muslim that is avoiding the major sins, a righteous Muslim can achieve the level of the one who sawam qawwam. Sawam means he's fasting all the time. Qawwam means he's praying tahajjud every night. That the Muslim who's okay, he's decent. Now notice here, we're going to come back to this point. He didn't say the Muslim who's not praying. He said the Muslim who's average, he's okay, he's avoiding the major sins, he's praying the prayers, that Muslim can reach the level of the elite Muslim, sawwam al-qawwam, the one who's fasting, the one who's praying all night, bihusni khuluqihi, simply through his good akhlaq. And so, when we look at those in the past, or even we might know somebody, we know they're praying tahajjud 2-3 hours a night, we know that they're this and that. Well, realize that if you cannot do this, there is a means that you can do to get to that level. La yablugh, he will get to that level. How so? By his good akhlaq. Simply by having good manners, Allah Azza wa Jal will elevate your rank to be equal to the one who will achieve that rank simply through hard ibadah. And there is no doubt that this is good consolation for the many of us. We find ourselves shortcoming when it comes to the Quran and dhikr and ibadah. Well, here is a way we can make that up, that this is the blessing of akhlaq. You will get to the level of the one who is a very righteous worshipper simply by your akhlaq. Another blessing of akhlaq, the fourth blessing of akhlaq. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that having good manners is really a sign of iman. And therefore, if you don't have good manners, you really don't have iman. In one simple hadith that we have all heard so many times, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The most perfect of believers in their iman, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. The one who has the most kamil iman is the one who has أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا, is the one who has the best manners. And therefore, having good manners goes hand in hand with having iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also proven in the other hadith, which is very famous, simply two words, and it really summarizes the gist of akhlaq in Islam. Ad-deenu al-mu'amala. Ad-deenu al-mu'amala. The religion is judged by how you interact with others. Ad-deen al-mu'amala. How do you know somebody's religion? How do you know what is your real religion? It's not just in the Quran and dhikr. Notice that has a place, of course, because no matter how good you are, as we'll come to, if you don't worship Allah, that's not good enough. You have to worship Allah. But then how do you judge somebody beyond the five prayers and avoiding drinking and whatnot? Ad-deenu al-mu'amala. How does he treat other people? Does he show respect? Is he kind and courteous? Is he controlling of his anger? Is he generous? Is he somebody whose word you can respect and trust? Or is he the opposite of this? Ad-deenu al-mu'amala. And so our Prophet ﷺ said the best of all believers in their iman are those who have the best akhlaq. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ described these people, and he said they are those who ya'lafuna wa yu'lafun, which means they are friendly with others and they allow people to be friendly with them. That they are those who find comfort in being friendly, being generous, being always on the giving edge, on the giving end. This is of the characteristic of good akhlaq. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ described what is the one who's good akhlaq. He said, Al-mawtu'una aknafan, which is an expression, and it literally translates, their necks are stepped on. Their necks are stepped on. This is one meaning of this phrase. And the meaning here is, they are humble. They are modest. They're not arrogant. They're not going to be those who are rejecting something. Rather, they are very gentle and humble. And in yet another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the believer is humble and modest. حَيْثُ مَنْ قَادُ قِيدُ. Wherever he is led, he goes there. Meaning, he's not going to cause a commotion. He is a gentle, sweet person. And wherever he is led by his friends, by his relatives, to do something to help out, obviously not in sin, as understood, wherever he's led for a good cause, he will go along with that cause. حَيْثُ مَنْ قَادُ قِيدُ. Wherever he is led, he will go to that place. And the meaning here is they're humble, they're modest. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes this in the Quran. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Who are the عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ? This is a description. Who are the real servants of Ar-Rahman? They are the ones who are walking with gentleness on this earth. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. They're walking with the utmost humility. And وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people, they try to have a fight with them, they say something harsh to them, they say salam. They don't want to get involved in this type of debate and fighting. And our Prophet ﷺ said, the mu'min is لَيِّنٌ هَيِّنٌ. A characteristic of mu'min. The mu'min is layyin and hayyin. And these are almost synonyms, but it means they're gentle and they are modest and humble. They're not arrogant. They're not vainglorious. Our sharia tells us that good akhlaq and good iman, they go hand in hand. And therefore, our fifth point of the blessing of good akhlaq, and it makes complete sense from the fourth point, that the people with the good akhlaq are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the people without good akhlaq are the ones whom Allah Azza wa Jal does not love. We know from the beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. That Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. وَيُحِبُّ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. And He loves the good manners. وَيَكْرَهُ سَفَاسِهَهَا. And He hates the low and the debased manners. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. And a part of beauty is to have good manners. In fact, didn't our Prophet ﷺ say, the most beautiful thing in a person is good manners? And so when our Prophet ﷺ said, Allah is beautiful and loves beauty, he immediately said, and therefore he loves good manners. Because good manners are what make a person the most handsome, the most beautiful in the eyes of other people. And no matter how beautiful or handsome you are physically, if you are arrogant, if you are boasting, if you have contempt for other people, if you have bad akhlaq, of what use is that beauty? But wallahi, if your external looks, however they might be, if you have a loving heart, a gentle characteristic, a humble nature, the world loves you, society loves you, Allah loves you, the people love you. And this is what our Prophet is saying. Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. So Allah loves beautiful manners. And he hates وَيَكْرَهُ. So Allah hates سَفَاسِهَهَا, the bad manners. And in one hadith, our Prophet ﷺ said, shouldn't I tell you that the person for whom Jannah has been made haram? Shouldn't I tell you the person for whom Jannah has been made haram? They said, who, O Messenger of Allah? What did he say? The murderer, the criminal, the rapist, what did he say? The one who has a vulgar tongue, uncouth manners and characteristics, and arrogance in his heart. The one who has a vulgar tongue, al-badi. Whenever he speaks, people cringe. Oh my God, he's going to open his mouth again. Because vulgar mouth, putting people down, sarcastic, always having something bad to say. The one whose demeanor is off-putting for people. The one who he has arrogance in his heart. Al-mutafayqihun means he has kibr in his heart. And our Prophet ﷺ said, Jannah has been made haram for this person. The one who has vulgar tongue, vulgar heart, vulgar characteristics, that is the one that Jannah is haram for. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, the one who has good akhlaq, beloved to Allah. The one who has bad akhlaq, despised of Allah, and Jannah has shut its doors for him. The sixth blessing of good akhlaq, and again, all of these are related, but again, it makes us more eager to have it, is that akhlaq, good manners, are the weightiest things in the scales after our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the mizan, on the day of judgment. And obviously, if akhlaq are the heaviest thing in the mizan, then it is the easiest to get into Jannah with if you have heavy akhlaq. And this is exactly what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Hadith is in Tirmidhi. أَثْقَلُ الشَّيْءِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ حُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ. The heaviest thing in the scales will be good akhlaq. There's nothing heavier than, obviously after Iman and La ilaha illallah, we learn this from other ahadith that La ilaha illallah is the heaviest in the scale. After you have La ilaha illallah, what can you add to your scale that will have your other side forgiven? And this is good news to us sinners. We have plenty of sins, and Allah knows our sins. But we have a means of making the other side heavy, and that is good akhlaq. In one hadith, the Prophet was asked, Ya Rasulallah, what is the one factor that will help the people get to Jannah the most? What is that one thing I should concentrate on to get to Jannah the most? He said, Taqwa Allahi wa husna al-khuluq. The taqwa of Allah, and this is Iman, we have to have taqwa, right? And husna al-khuluq. Compared or paired together with good manners. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, this shows us that good akhlaq are of the easiest ways to get to Jannah. And what this means is that the person who doesn't have good akhlaq, he will have sins that cause him to go to Jahannam. What saved him from Jahannam? It wasn't necessarily his ibadah. It wasn't necessarily his tahajjud, his Quran. What is the one thing that will cause people to go to Jannah the most? Which means what? If they didn't have it, they wouldn't go. Which means what? They're sinners. So for the sinner, what is his main hope? Obviously, after Iman and Taqwa and forgiveness of Allah, it is his good akhlaq. And this is of the greatest blessings of good akhlaq. And the seventh blessing and the final one for our khutbah, and obviously there are so many more blessings, but time does not permit us to get into them. The seventh blessing of good akhlaq, and no doubt this is a blessing that is very sweet for all of us to hear about, and it is a blessing that we are should all be greedy of, desirous of. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the closest of you to me on the day of judgment and in Jannah will be those who have the best akhlaq, and the furthest of you from me on the day of judgment and in Jannah will be those who have the worst akhlaq. Your akhlaq will dictate even your interactions with the Prophet ﷺ in the next life. أَقْرَبُكُمْ مِنِّي مَنْزِلًا. The ones who will have the closest status, the closest place to me, will be those who have the best akhlaq. And the ones who have the furthest place away from me, the ones who are the most despised, will be the ones who have the worst akhlaq. And then he said, the ones who have the vulgar wording, and they always draw a vainglorious attention to themselves, and they are the ones who are the most arrogant. Again, this al-fahish, al-mutafahish, al-badi, it's a common phrase repeated in many ahadith. And the point being, this person, his manners, his tongue, his demeanor is always that of a foul-mouthed person. Brothers and sisters in Islam, akhlaq is of the quintessential realities of our faith, of our religion. Our Prophet ﷺ was sent to perfect good manners. You cannot be a good Muslim without having good akhlaq. Good akhlaq go hand in hand with being a mu'min. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified this in so many ahadith. And no doubt, brothers and sisters, your akhlaq are demonstrated throughout the day and night. But I have to mention this one point here before we pause for the second khutbah, and that is the main audience of your akhlaq will be your family. And their family is the ultimate test of your akhlaq. And this is exactly what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Back to the same hadith I quoted earlier, in another version of it, he said, the best of you in your iman are the best in your akhlaq, and the best of you in your akhlaq are those who are best to their families and their wives. And I am the best of you to my family, to my family. And therefore, dear brothers and sisters, we cannot talk about akhlaq except that we emphasize the primary audience of akhlaq are not the people you meet for 5 minutes a day. They're not the people you see in the masjid and you smile. No doubt, that's also akhlaq. They're not your colleagues and co-workers that you sit with for 2-3 hours for lunch. No doubt, that is also akhlaq. Your real akhlaq are shown in front of your spouse, in front of your children, in the privacy of your house, day in and day out, when there's nobody looking at you except for the person you're living with. Now, how is your akhlaq? That is the real test, as our Prophet ﷺ said, the best of your iman are those in the best of akhlaq, and the best in akhlaq are those who are the best to their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to be of those who have good akhlaq. Barakallahu lakum fi al-Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Before we finish off the khutbah, we must mention what exactly is good akhlaq. What does it mean to have good akhlaq? And when you look at the books of our scholars and the books of the scholars of adab, you find pages and pages of definitions and so many different, you know, beautiful statements. For example, one of the scholars says that good akhlaq is summarized in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, do unto others as you would like done unto yourself. And this is true, and this is the golden rule, that do unto others what you would want done unto you. That don't show other people what you yourself would not like to be shown. Another famous sahabi, Ibn Abbas said that good akhlaq means to be patient, sabr, when somebody shows ignorance to you, and to control your anger when somebody irritates you, and to forgive when somebody wrongs you. To repeat, this is a beautiful definition. Number one, he said, to be patient, sabr. When somebody causes you to lose your patience, you are patient. Number two, he's gone more than this. He's actually made you angry. You control your anger. And the Arabic word is hilm. You're controlling your anger. And then beyond this even, if you feel like doing something, then number three is afu and maghfirah, forgive the person. This is the perfection of akhlaq. Another classical scholar, he said that the essence of akhlaq is to control one's anger and to show happiness at all times, and to help out all of the Muslims. To control one's anger, because the fact of the matter is, anger is the number one factor that interferes with good akhlaq. When you're angry at somebody, when you're irritated at somebody, that is when you will show him bad akhlaq. The fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, you don't even need to be a Muslim to show good akhlaq to somebody who's good to you. It is human nature. When somebody is good to you, you're going to be good to them. You don't even need belief in Allah to do this. Human nature, right? Where does that belief come out? To control your anger and to still give a smiley face, a happy cheerfulness. And this is narrated in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, where the famous hadith, where in the ninth year of the Hijrah, when the Prophet ﷺ was blessed with a lot of wealth to distribute, and this was in Hunayn, and one of the chieftains of the Bedouins came up to him, and he grabbed him by the collar, and he jerked off his the upper rida. He jerked it off, and he left a red mark here. And he said to him harshly, "Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some of this money that Allah has given you." And this is a pure Bedouin acting in a crude manner. And no doubt he deserved to be reprimanded at least. But our Prophet ﷺ turned and saw who this man was. And Anas says he laughed and he commanded that he be given some of this money. He laughed in the face of this harshness and utter disrespect. That wallahi, if somebody who is older than you did it, you would get angry. How about when you are doing it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you deserve? And yet our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned, overlooked this, and he laughed and he ordered some money to be given to this Bedouin chieftain. The point being, the definition of akhlaq means you need to control your irritation, your contempt at somebody else, and treat the other person in a cheerful manner. Even when your heart is not feeling that cheerfulness, that's what akhlaq is all about. Others said, another definition of akhlaq, that akhlaq means you be shy. You be shy and modest and minimize irritating others and be truthful when you speak, and you do much and talk little. Your actions speak louder than your words. You do much, but you talk little. This is good akhlaq. Don't just say, "Oh, I'll help you out." Help out the person and then don't say anything. This is good akhlaq. You do much, but you talk little. That you show through your actions, what does it mean to be good akhlaq? And there are so many other definitions, we can go on and on. But wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, the fact of the matter, when you try to define that which is obvious, you end up being more problematic than not defining it. Everybody knows what is good akhlaq. Everybody knows without having been taught what is good akhlaq. It is ingrained in us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He loves it. So He has ingrained it in us. We know always in a situation what is the best thing to do, what is the better thing to do, what is the okay thing to do, and what is the wrong thing to do. We know it. In every situation that we are in, we know the spectrum. We know what is the best and what would the Prophet ﷺ have done. And what does Islam tell me to do? We don't need to go to a faqih and an alim and a sheikh and a mufti and say, Sheikh, do I need to smile? No, you don't need to ask anybody. Wallahi, your heart knows it and my heart knows it. What is the perfection of akhlaq? What is something that, okay, it's not perfection but still better? What is average and mediocre and what is less than average? And the fact of the matter, we don't need to define that which is definition is self-evident. And our religion tells us to have the best of all manners. Our Prophet ﷺ said, I have only been sent to perfect these good manners. And before we conclude, we also need to point out that our scholars say that there are three categories of manners: akhlaq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and akhlaq with other people, and akhlaq with yourself. And our Prophet ﷺ was sent to perfect akhlaq in all three of these categories. Akhlaq with Allah means you are humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. We invite you to tune in next week at 8 a.m. here on KBOO Portland for An Islamic Point of View. Now we invite you to stay tuned for Pathways.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Divination Foundation, dedicated to helping people and organizations make better decisions with modern online and app versions of the I Ching, the book Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, and Pathways podcasts, all featured at divination.com. That's spelled divination.com.
We're invited to join me for a visit with leaders in personal development and cultural evolution.